At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And it's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. You can be part of the program in a variety of ways. Dial us up. Email, tweet, all the above. Operator, Tyler the Operator, standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Chris Mannix, great basketball reporter, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Got a few things to talk to him about. Also, it's a slow time of the year in this business. Let you behind the curtain here. Sometimes you got to manufacture things. Sometimes there's wishful reporting. And there's some wishful reporting going on right now with Kevin Durant. Because now you may hear the following. What about Kevin Durant going back to Golden State? I don't know what that's based off of, other than, I don't know, we already exhausted the Phoenix Suns part of this. Where else can he go? Unless Oklahoma City. Or what about Golden State? All right. If I'm Golden State, I'm going, no, we're good. We're good. And if you're Kevin Durant, if you get the opportunity to go back to Golden State, would you want to go back there? Because then you're forever going to be known as Robin to Steph Curry's Batman. Because he's won two titles without you with that team. But it's wishful reporting this time of the year because there are not a lot of headlines going on. You got the Open Championship. Tiger had some comments about the LIV Tour. We'll have that for you coming up. The NBA likely to keep the play-in tournament. And an in-season tournament as well. So they're considering the in-season tournament, but likely to keep the play-in tournament. And we'll talk to Mannix about this coming up. Keep in mind, signing up for the newsletter, you get all the scoops before anybody else does. Dan Patrick Show newsletter available daily. Comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. You go to danpatrick.com. Just put your email address in there in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. And you are good to go. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. All you have to do is download the app, and you can watch the program. If you've ever wanted to see how small Marvin's hands are, you can do that by downloading the app. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all. Our good friends at Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. In the world of sports, we love to talk about tradition. And we like to talk about rivalries. We like to talk about history. But then at the beginning of the month, USC and UCLA decided they were going to leave the Pac-12 for a payday with the Big Ten. Not sure what's going to happen to those teams and their schedules. Are they still going to be able to play certain schools? Is USC, Notre Dame, that going to be in the books for a while? I argue if I'm the Big Ten, I say to USC, no, we want you playing schools in our conference. We don't want you to play Notre Dame. And then you got Notre Dame. Does Notre Dame join the Big Ten eventually? Because right now they're the outlier. And if, and I was told this yesterday, if Notre Dame would join the Big Ten, and it's a big if right now, then the SEC would go after Clemson, Florida State, and Miami. And it feels like all of this is inevitable. As we've talked about this for years on this program, it feels like it's going to be about 40 schools. And you might have 20 in the Big Ten or in the Midwest, and you might have 20 with the SEC. And they just rename these conferences. You would have an AFC and an NFC, just like we do in the NFL. And you might have, you know, college football East and college football West. But this is where the avalanche is going. The snowball has already started. And the avalanche might be slow now, but it's going to pick up. Because when the new TV contract is up, that's when we're going to see more playoff teams. And that might be where you have the haves and the have-nots. All right, Seton, you got a poll question for me today?
Yeah, Dan, we got a couple options from you. Here, these first two are from Paulie. Who is on a new team first, Kevin Durant or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, I'm on record as saying if I'm the Niners, I keep Jimmy Garoppolo. Because all indications are Trey Lance is not ready. And that team is ready. I don't want to give up another year where we can compete for a Super Bowl. Not a playoff spot. I'm talking about a Super Bowl. And I'm not the biggest Garoppolo fan, as we've established a long time ago. You know, all he does is win. Okay. But that's why they drafted Trey Lance. Because all Jimmy does is win. They wanted a little boost in there, and maybe they get that eventually. But if I'm the Niners and Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy enough, and also there's the possibility that maybe Jimmy Garoppolo ends up in Seattle. And as strange as that may sound, Drew Bledsoe ended up in Buffalo in the same division with the Patriots. And people thought, well, Belichick would never send him up there. He also traded Lawyer Malloy up there. From the Patriots, defensive back to the Bills. Could Jimmy Garoppolo end up in Seattle? And it feels they can't be happy with what they have with Drew Locke and Geno Smith, but you know, maybe they'll hold out one more year there and go after a quarterback at some other point, because it'll be a quarterback-rich draft again coming up next year. I don't know if Garoppolo is going to pass the physical to be traded. Because he had surgery, and I don't know if a team is going to bring him in. There's a report that there's been internal discussions in Seattle about Jimmy Garoppolo. But I don't know what the time frame is going to be for Durant. And if I'm the Nets, I hold out hope that Kevin Durant is going to go, hey, why don't I just stay here instead of going someplace? And then that team is going to be decimated with me going there, because you got to give up players and draft picks. And maybe he stays there with Brooklyn. I don't know. Just feels like that. And it might be a lot long shot. I hope he does stay there. I mean, I love watching Durant play, but it's hard for me to think about what his game plan is, what he cares about. Now, you know, want to go to Phoenix? Okay, go to Phoenix. If I'm the Nets, why am I accommodating anybody? Hey, they want to go there. So what? Like, I don't understand that. Kyrie really wants to go to Lakers. So? We really wanted him to play here. KD really wants to go to Phoenix. Really? You know, we gave him a year off when he was recovering from his surgery. We paid him. Now he wants to go to Phoenix? Well, that's nice. How about go vacation there? And then come back. And then maybe play for us. Man, these are crazy thoughts that I've got. How about somebody lives up to their contract? How about somebody's a professional? Oh, yes, Seton.
Got another option for you here.
All right.
I think this is based off of Richard Jefferson doing a quarter last night in a summer league game.
Richard Jefferson, former NBA player, officiated a summer league game for a quarter last night.
Why would someone want to be an umpire referee? Power and control.
Mm.
Love of the game.
Mm.
I have absolutely no idea.
I think being part of the game is really important. I go back to a player named Leon Wood. Leon Wood was an NBA player. Not a great NBA player. A very good high school player. Pretty good college player. And his NBA career was ending, and he decided to be an NBA official, which I found interesting because then you're officiating players who you played against or played with. But being part of the game, and I think there's a power trip. There's certain umpires and referees where you go, they're really digging this. You know, Joe West always on a power trip with baseball. But it just feels like being part of the game is important. That's as close as you can possibly get to playing in a game. So I get it, but I would say there's a combo platter of you're close to the game, but also the power trip too. Like, I ran LeBron. I told him. But Richard Jefferson doing it, good for him. If you have some of these analysts who could do that for a quarter just to give them a better idea, even if you play. Sometimes when you play, you don't think the way an official would officiate a game. They have to see everything. When you play, you don't see everything. You see what affects you a lot of times. They have to see everything. And I think what Richard Jefferson did last night is commendable. Yes, Todd.
But you get no credit for a good call because that's your job to get it right. And everything is against you and everyone hates you and you get a bad call. And there's replays and there's all kinds of technology just to show the world how bad you are at that particular moment.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you have to go into a game knowing I'm going to get yelled at. Like, imagine you go to work and you go, man, I'm going to get yelled at. Not going to have a great day.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a referee and umpire.
But you go to work and you know part of your job is that you're going to get yelled at. You're going to get yelled at by players. You're going to get yelled at by fans. You're going to get yelled at by coaches. Everybody's going to yell at you at some point. And you could have the right call and nobody goes, hey, great call. Not going to happen. So I do. I am curious about that mentality of, I got to go to work today, hon. Like, you go home and then your wife's yelling at you. Hey, come on. I got yelled at work all day. I don't want to hear it at home. Yeah, Paul.
I'm reading a little bit about baseball umpires, and a big percentage of them are former college baseball players who didn't get drafted or former pro players who were in the minors for a few years and then left because, you know, 90% of players in the minors never play in the bigs. The average salary for an umpire is between $150,000 and $450,000. So it's lucrative-ish, you know, like most of them make about $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
Plus their travel and expenses.
Yeah. That's a grind, though. Yeah. It just is. That's a grind.
Baseball seems to have the most control because if you argue with a ref in basketball, you don't get thrown out very easily. The stars weren't thrown out very easy.
Yeah. What else do we have, Seton?
I got one more option for you here.
All right.
More disappointing, finding out Lance Armstrong wasn't clean or Derek Jeter didn't have gift baskets.
Oh, man. That is a bombshell. All right. I've
had equally emotional reactions to both.
All right. Let's take a break on that because there's a 30 for 30 on Derek Jeter coming out.
The captain.
Yeah. El Capitan. I think we're in the 30 for 30.
Really?
Yeah. I think they asked for the interview we did with Alex Rodriguez. That's 22 years ago? Does it sound like that was 2000?
I think that would have been spring of 01, maybe.
Okay.
Or 2000, you might be right, one of those two.
Because we did the interview with A-Rod, and that's when A-Rod called in, and we taped the interview, and He didn't know we were taping and then asked if we were taping. And I said, yes, we've been taping. And, you know, he never said, hey, what I just said about Derek is off the record. And he was critical of Derek Jeter getting paid a lot of money. And that created a pretty big fallout between, well, it will never, our relationship will never recover from that. Let's put it that way. We'll take a break about that. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dp-show. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, and nearly 400 radio stations. It's the most listened to sports radio show in America. Thanks to you. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, Seton came over, had a sad look on his face this morning. I said, what's wrong? He goes, well, we got the shipment from M-Drive, but we didn't get Boost and Burn. I said, well, we'll get Boost and Burn for you because you can try Boost and Burn right now. M-Drive, mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks, M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5 plus free shipping. Now, we have M-Drive Lean in here and M-Drive Start in here. M-Drive Boost and Burn actually helps you get results made with clinically tested ingredients that will support weight loss, testosterone, enhance lean muscle. Try it now, $5. If you try the product, you'll believe in this product. They've created an exclusive trial offer just for my listeners, and it's a great time to do it, especially this time of the year.
Shredfest.
Don't let age beat you. Sign up for a 2-week trial at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks of M-Drive, only $5. Free shipping, mdrivedan.com. mdrivedan.com, tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We'll get to phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. Derek Jeter 30 for 30 is coming out. I don't know what the target date is on that. Seen the promos for it. I don't know if it comes out next week. Yes, Todd?
Yeah, I think next week. I thought I saw Monday the 18th.
Monday the 18th for Jeets. I don't know if we're going to get much out of that. Having covered him, interviewed him, I always thought that he was very nice in not saying anything. And as far as this documentary, I know we played a role in it because of the interview I did with A-Rod back in 2000, I think, when he talked about, first thing I said to him when he called in, I said, did you hear about Jeter's contract? He goes, no. And I told him how much he was making and that he was critical of Jeter. And then Esquire magazine, Scott Rabb did a profile on A-Rod, and A-Rod went even further criticizing Derek Jeter. There's also the story that we wanted to be true, but apparently it's not. So 2011, the New York Post had an article, and it reads, The Yankees captain's wham-bam thank-you-ma'am kiss-offs came to light when he mistakenly pulled the stunt twice on the same woman. He had been giving out gift baskets. So the headline is, Jeter gives autograph swag to one-night stands. Well, got my attention. So he forgot that she had been an earlier conquest, a pal told the New York Post. Derek has girls stay with him at his apartment in New York. Then he gives them a car to take them home the next day.
Very thoughtful.
Waiting in the car is a gift basket containing signed Derek Jeter memorabilia, usually a baseball, a friend dished. This summer, he ended up hooking up with a girl that he had hooked up with once before, but Jeter seemed to have forgotten about the first time and gave her the same identical parting gift, a gift basket with a signed Derek Jeter baseball, the pal said. Basically, gave her the same gift basket twice because he had forgotten hooking up with her in the first time. Jeter said that it's just not true. Let me give you the exact quote. But he did wait 11 years, so nearly a decade since he retired. He is now saying that the one-night stands with the gift basket are not true. So he said, I read the article. Yeah, of course, Jeter said in The Captain, a docuseries appearing on ESPN later this month. You know, you see it, and then it's like, how the bleep did people come up with this? You know, basically that's it. And who would believe that bleep? And you believed it, exclamation point. Well, of course we would. Why? There was a friend who, or a pal who dished on this. I mean, there's sources here. It's the New York Post. Of course I'm going to believe this. You crazy? Yeah, see.
I like that this is the, like in The Last Dance, Michael Jordan will finally address the flu game. This is basically the flu game story. Like, did you have your gift baskets? What a bombshell.
There's no reason to watch now. Yeah. I know how it ends. This would be the thing that would be at the very end of a Derek Jeter docuseries. And finally, Jeets, the gift basket. When we return. I can see him get all animated, you know?
Like, he has to appreciate that this is all, like, his lore is that strong, or the legend of Derek Jeter is that strong, that people actually believe the gift basket thing. He has to be, like, supremely flattered by that.
Is Zach Wilson extremely flattered by the story on him?
He's not, like, embarrassed.
Like, we want that story to be true about him hooking up with his mom's good friend.
Yeah, he's not embarrassed by that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if that original story is a negative story about Jeter. You know, it's funny, it's quirky, it's like, ooh, weird. But, like, I don't think everyone thought badly of him from that.
Yeah, if anything, he's making it worse. Like, oh, so you didn't get them a car in a gift basket? You just, what, tossed all these ladies out?
Yeah, you still hooked up with
them. That's not cool. What's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
All the, you know, he's married now, but if he was still single, they would get the entire 5-part series of
yes.
The Captain.
Yeah.
DVD box set.
Yeah.
Which would be a lovely gift.
You imagine if, Ken Burns was single and he'd be handing out his documentaries to people. Would you like the Civil War? Would you like Major League Baseball? How about country music?
And that guy ran through some women.
Yeah.
Ken Burns?
Ken Burns. Yeah. It was only Ken Burns could. You imagine.
He's the DiCaprio of the documentary filmmakers.
Well, but Jeter, you could give out, you know, nice gifts. I think the autograph baseball, maybe what, like that, that took people over the, maybe the over the edge with this. Like, wow, you got an autograph baseball.
How much better can this night get?
I know. Somebody's got an autograph baseball out there and they didn't get it from spring training on the field. They might have got it from spring training, but not on the field.
Some bath bombs, they smell like pine tar.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. The gift basket legacy. Now it's over. No reason to tune in.
Damn it, I refuse to.
Yes, Todd.
It is weird that they had the PA announcer. He wanted Jeter set it up where he goes into the bedroom. They go, now entering the bedroom, Derek Jeter, number two. Right. I don't know if you need that.
Okay. No, we didn't need it.
I don't know if that was appropriate for the young lady friend that he needs to be introduced going into the bedroom. That didn't happen.
I think I liked you yesterday when you were under the weather and you didn't say anything.
The shortstop, number two. Derek Jeter, number two.
Now batting. Now entering the room.
He's a real batsman.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson.
The walk-up song.
Johansson. Yeah. Hey, what do you want your walk-up song to be when you come to my my apartment? Play music there. No pepper. Like there'd be a sign that like there's no pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, there's sunflower seeds and bubble gum. Yeah. You got to rub some pine tar. Yes, Paul.
If you go back to the original New York Post story, you know the reporter didn't call anybody to verify the story because you don't want it to be debunked. You want to get that thing in the Post the next day.
Well, who are you going to call? Like we called Jeter for comment?
You could call Jeter's agent and get a denial. That's like standard journalism practice. But, I mean, the Post doesn't do that.
I don't care.
I love that they just like, let's slap this thing in the Post.
Yeah. Last thing you want is this story to be false. You're like, somebody told a source close to a source who may have known a source who overheard this at a bar said that Jeter, he handed out a gift basket.
Celebrity journalist Flo Anthony, who claims to have spoken to a source with knowledge from someone close to Woods, says Tiger is struggling.
That's probably what it sounded like. That's probably the pathway to getting that information there, a gift basket. But I don't know what else is in there. Maybe growing up in a biracial marriage in Michigan, maybe that's part of this or whatever happened when he was growing up. But he kind of start to finish did pretty well. You know, there were no major injuries, I don't think. No arrests, no controversy. Even with the steroids, I don't even know if he commented on his teammates using steroids. He just seemed, and they did a great job at protecting him. Having seen that firsthand, like it was rare if you got Jeter one-on-one to do something. You know, he was very protective of his image, and he has that right to do that. I watched him play, and I've said this before, the final season that he's playing, I took my entire family to a Yankee game because I wanted them to see Derek Jeter. I wanted them to be able to say, we went and saw him. Now, he didn't do anything other, you know, he probably had a couple of base hits and, you know, that's about it. But I wanted them to see a pro baseball player, like a true pro baseball player. So I do have great admiration for him as a baseball player. The other stuff, you know, there are guys who give you stuff and some guys who don't. Brady famously gave us nothing in New England. Tiger famously has given us nothing, really. Although Tiger did talk about the LIV tour. We'll have some of those comments for you. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll tell you one way to get me to watch the Jeter documentary. You know the show The Bachelor, and at the last episode or after the last episode, they have the bachelorettes tell all, the women tell all. Mm. You get all his former dates, all his former girlfriends together and do a tell all. I'm tuning into that.
Well, they're not going to because a lot of famous women. there were two women I was told about probably in the last 2 years. I'm like, really? Like, you're just going, you know, did you ever see the infield and the outfield? And they had the women at different positions there. So he had an entire starting lineup there where you go, oh. And then I was told that he had a couple in the on-deck circle who could have easily gone into the starting lineup there. So, but Jeets is happily married. I think he's got a child, too. And he's doing Subway commercials now. So he's handing out Subway gift cards probably now. Oh, no, he's married. That's right.
Italian BMD.
I would love to have seen one of those gift baskets. Just what could have been in one of those gift baskets. Like, I still believe it.
You want to believe it.
I do. Because you probably have, you know, a driver, and you'll say, hey, Charlie, make sure you get her a gift basket. Okay, Captain, will do. And take her home, and all of a sudden, and Derek would like you to have this. I wonder if A-Rod then decided that he wanted to do a gift basket because Jeter did that. My gift basket's going to be bigger than Derek's.
Just full of steroids and PDs.
Wow.
Dang.
Dynaball and GNC coupons. The cover. The GNC coupons for the cover.
Hey, watch the needle. Yeah. Be careful of that needle. Ow! Yeah. Ah.
Street value of the basket's like $3,000.
Yeah. We got Balco coupons in there. Yeah. Who's the guy who had the bad mustache who...
Oh, boy.
What was his name with Balco?
Oh, you're going old school on me.
He had shoe polish hair.
What the hell was that guy's name?
Victor Conti.
Yes!
Yeah, Victor Conti.
Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. Thank you. All right, so that's next. Now, is it a four-part series? This isn't a 30 for 30. This is a docuseries?
Yeah, it's kind of like a multi-night series.
Okay.
Like the Jordan thing, but I think it's four parts, five right. parts. There's a season his batting average dropped to .288.
Ooh.
They're doing a whole expose on that. He only had that.
Yes, Todd.
I'm reading that starting next Monday, a seven-parter.
Oh, my God. Are they just going to show highlights? Because I don't know what else you can have. So they're going to have highlights and then people talking about Derek, I'm guessing. Because I don't know what else would there be that was controversial. Is he going to say anything about his teammates? Like, he probably played with more steroid users than anybody and was never, you know, never involved in any cloud of controversy with that. Yeah, Seton.
Because even like the Red Sox thing, when, you know, they were up 3-0, it's like, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Like, what can he possibly say to you about that? Like, yeah, I thought we were going to win and then we didn't. It really sucked. It really sucked.
Well, yeah. Then he could, like, blame it on, you know, starting pitching or somebody. Then, we tried. Got to give them credit. No, Jeets, we need you to talk a little bit. We got to create some controversy here.
Yeah, should have got more hits, I guess. Should have let them get less runs.
You shouldn't have let Dave Roberts steal second base.
That sucked.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Jeter's first season as starter was 96, and he wrapped up in 2014. So he played before, during, and after the steroid era, but he never had that season where he went from like 18 home runs to 37. It was always like 19 home runs, 24, 17, 21. He never had that spike season, so that kept him away from any suspicion.
And he would always have those right field home runs. Like
bombs.
Yeah. But wasn't it his 3,000th hit? Wasn't that a home run to left field? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Remember every one of them?
3,000 hits, though, that's a pretty decorated career. But I don't even know if he ever came close to an MVP.
He was top five for the MVP. I got it three times.
Okay.
But he was always like top 10.
But was he ever the best shortstop in the game?
Well, he never had like Nomar had a season where he'd hit like 327 with 37 home runs.
Yeah.
But then he'd have a couple on the DL.
Yeah. Well, Nomar did that under suspicion. Miguel Tejada under suspicion. A-Rod playing shortstop, not under suspicion, but he was just flat out guilty. But it always felt like, I don't know if Jeets was ever considered the best shortstop in the game. But he was always, you sort of knew what you were going to get from him every single season. And it always felt like there was that clutch gene that we talk about. So when people say, well, if he played for Kansas City, you know, we wouldn't really know him or care about him. You'd still know about somebody who had 3,000 hits and played consistently, may not have been in the playoffs very often, but he did what you wanted. Big stage, and he handled it well. without controversy. The Derek Jeter 7-part series. Do you think Jeets will join us, Todd? Can we?
It could be a little tricky. I'm going to give it a shot, though. We'll keep pushing.
All right. You know what? I'll hand out a Dan Patrick Show gift basket.
Perfect.
Autographed. I don't know what I'm going to autograph, but I'll get a gift basket there. Hand that out. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Seton, update the poll results, then we'll take a break.
Dan, we've already got two working for you.
Okay.
The first one we have up is...
Oh, boy.
Well, no, it's safe. It's fine. Who will be on a new team first?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Kevin Durant or Jimmy Garoppolo? Right now, Jimmy Garoppolo, 53% of the vote.
Oh, okay.
Our other poll question, more disappointing, finding out Lance Armstrong wasn't clean or Derek Jeter didn't have gift baskets. 64% with Jeets. A nation in mourning.
Armstrong hit a lot of people because he raised a lot of money. And I still believe that he should be given credit for doing some good things. You know, there's a Robin Hood aspect to Lance Armstrong. And he still did a lot of good things. And look, I'm not, you know, exonerating him for him lying what he did with the sport. The sport is dirty. He was like Bonds. Like, oh, you guys are cheating? I'll cheat, and then I'm going to blow you guys away. But I still think what Lance did with Livestrong to raise money to help people, cancer survivors, that shouldn't be forgotten, but it has been. And really, his story, if you think about it, he had testicular cancer. And the fact that he came back to even be in the Tour de France would have been enough for Livestrong. And we wanted to believe that story. But I just remember the French, they were all over this because they knew. You know, it's a small little world. And we don't like the French, so we're like, hey, you lay off our hero. And then we found out that they were telling the truth. And then we got the gory details about all of them. All right, we'll take a break. Got our play of the day up next. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey police officer James Kennelly passed away in 2017 from 9/11 related cancer that he developed from his search and recovery efforts at the World Trade Center following the terrorist attack. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to ensuring that America keeps its vow to never forget 9/11 and keep the memory of heroes like Officer Kennelly alive. The foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit is a tribute to all of those who lost their lives that day or who have died from related illnesses. It's a high-tech tractor trailer that transforms into a museum to educate people about America's darkest days. Welcomed around the nation, the memorial provides interactive education through guided tours. You've got fire department firefighters who have provided firsthand accounts of that day. Over 600,000 people so far, nearly 50 states in Canada, who have witnessed it. You can donate $11 a month to T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? all-terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play
is called play
of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here's the 1-1, and that ball is drilled into center field. Coming on is Laureano. He slides, but he missed it, and the ball goes by him. Tavares coming around third. He'll score. Laureano still chasing it down. Smith headed to third. Tony Beasley waving him home. Here comes the throw. Smith dives. He scores. An inside the park home run. The Rangers lead 8-2.
Courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network, Josh Smith, fourth player in franchise history to have an inside the park home run as his first career home run. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive Boost and Burn. Burn fat, boost energy, supports healthy testosterone, clinically tested ingredients. And just for my listeners, get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for only $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. All right. We have some debunkings. Derek Jeter's docuseries, he debunked the gift basket that he gave to women who spent the night. Any other debunkings that we have, Paulie?
Yeah, we've had a couple in the history of this show. We had Joe Montana on about a decade ago, and he debunked the movie Rudy, where all the players brought in their jerseys and they carried them off the field. And Joe Montana debunked both of those, said that no one ever turned in their jerseys. And the carrying off the field thing was more of a joke and not so much a tribute to a young man's overcoming adversity.
That was a bad day for Seton.
That was a bad day for Joe Montana.
Yes, it was. Yeah, people roughed him up, social media. Like, what are you doing? You just ruined Rudy for us.
Oh, okay, Joe, that's right. You're the only player who ever came out of Notre Dame. You're the boss, okay.
You got a Notre Dame helmet that Rudy Rudiger signed over there, Seton.
Yep, right
in front
there.
Of you.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Legend.
So we debunk that.
There's one more debunking in the history of this show.
Right.
Whenever an athlete gets injured in a quirky accident, they always bring out the list of other athletes who got injured in quirky accidents.
Yeah.
And one of them is Hall of Famer from the Braves, John Smoltz. Supposedly, he ironed his shirt while it was on his body, burnt his chest, and had to miss a start. The story is, the original story was that he was wearing a dress shirt, getting ready to go out, and he took a hot iron, like the handheld one, and pressed it against his chest and burned himself up. Now, John debunked that on our show.
Yes, he did.
Now, you know what's funny is that...
Poor John.
We're talking about Derek Jeter and how like he's like such a ladies' man that you would believe that he had gift baskets and like a car ride home. On the flip side of that, we also believe that John Smoltz would iron a shirt while still wearing it and burn himself.
The story was around for like 12 years before you asked him about it. And he goes, Dan, I'm glad you brought this up. We'll get the sound. He goes, I had one of those steamers. It's like a little thing of water and it bubbles up and you take the steamer and you steam clothes whilst they're hanging. He said some of the steam water jumped out and burnt his chest and he did have to miss a start, but he did not iron his own chest, which buzzkill.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly. I don't know. I don't know if I believe Smoltz. It felt like it was Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine that may have enhance that.
Dude, just iron it. Just put it on. Go ahead.
No,
it's
you
fine.
Can do it. You can steam it. You know, we steam our clothes all the time that way. Ah!
We're running late. Come on. Just do it while you're... Go.
Yeah, Paul.
There's a headline on a website the day after we had Smoltz on. He said, the John Smoltz urban legend story that was too good to check. Unfortunately, the story is now over because someone actually bothered to check and ask John Smoltz.
Also, there was a fake quote that was attributed to Ja Morant and the Mothership, one of their shows. Said that Morant said Michael Jordan would be considered just another superstar if he were playing today. They have since walked that back and said that was not an actual quote. I don't know how you get that quote because they did an interview with Ja Morant. Taylor Rooks did, and he said a lot of things, but. If there's no audio to something like that, then I would be really suspicious because he did say some things like, hey, you know, I'd like to have checked Mike back in the day. Yeah, Seton.
It happens, though, because you're like just scrolling through Twitter and you just catch one sentence and you're like, I don't click any further. And then it sticks in your head. And then 2 hours later or something, you know what I mean? It just comes back out and you can't. Sometimes you're just scrolling through this stuff and you're taking in so much information that it just gets implanted.
But I don't even know, like it's a fake quote that was wrongly attributed to Bleacher Report. And then they discussed it yesterday. So, like, how does the fake quote get?
The news source should have been a tip off. When you're looking.
Yeah, Paulie.
And now Michael Jordan's not sure who to be mad at. First, he's mad at John Morant. Then is it Bleacher Report or is it ESPN?
Yes, Todd.
You would have thought the fake quote would have been when he said, I would have cooked Michael Jordan if we played together. But that actually was a real quote.
Well, I think because he said that, you know, then you're like, all right, maybe he felt like, you know, if Jordan played now, it'd be just another superstar. Then you realized, okay, that's made up, not the other one where he said, yeah, I would have cooked him. Yes, Marv.
Who got yelled at? Like, who'd you yell at?
Well, the host, it always comes back to the host. And I think it's David Jacoby that he was filling in for Max Kellerman, I think, on a show in the afternoon. But, you know, it still comes back to you because you're the one delivering. It's like the Steve Bartman fake interview that I was conducting on SportsCenter. It still comes back to me. I did the interview, but it wasn't Bartman who was on the other line. But it went through the process at the Mothership, and, you know, it was vetted, but it still comes back to nobody knows who those people are who vetted this, but I'm there going, that's not Steve Bartman. How does Howard Stern's butt cheese?
That tipped you off?
That's when I knew it wasn't Bartman.
You sure? You could have continued on. Maybe he talks like that.
I could have. I should have said, wait, no, expound upon that a little bit more. No. Yeah, that one was tough because everybody wanted Bartman. All of a sudden, I got it. All right, we got Bartman? Yeah. You know, when we come back, came back 15 minutes into SportsCenter, got Steve Bartman. And, you know, he played it well. And all of a sudden, when he gave me the, how does Howard Stern's butt cheese taste or something? And I went, yeah, he got me. And being the journalist, I said, I would have no idea. I was trying to, you know, channel my inner Bob Lee there. What would Bob Lee do right there? Bob Lee's never been asked that. You know? All the great moments I had on SportsCenter. Weren't you the guy that did the Bartman interview? Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was me. Captain Jenks. He was the prank caller. Legendary prank caller for Howard
Stern. I think we've been had.
Yes, that was my famous line. I think we've been had. And there's nothing you can do because it's live TV. And you're like, eh, all right. Still to come on SportsCenter. Yeah. Something that actually happened.
Six
something.
Pack. Something. Cold hard six pack.
Something. Yeah. Oh, the Coors Light six pack of questions. Yeah. Is that what it was?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd bring in, you know, it'd be Mark Schlereth or Sean Salisbury and be like, and we would tape it and then we'd package it and make it look really nice. The Coors Light six pack of questions or whatever it was. Keith in Connecticut joins us on the program. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Dan? I hope you remember me from Stonebridge this past weekend. I got a bet for you. I'm 5'10", 190. So, and Paulie, I don't know if you remember me either. I had class with you at Sacred Heart back, geez.
All right, get to your bet, Keith. Get to your bet.
Yeah, sorry. So the bet is, if a live golfer wins the British Open this weekend, me and my friends, it's a high-stake bet, get to do a fantasy football draft in the studio. If a live golfer does not win, I will do the dishes after the barbecue for a month.
It sounds like I lose on both of those, Keith. One more item. We close out hour one. Link Soul. Got my Link Soul hoodie on today. Summer's here. You got record high temperatures, but Link Soul has been thinking about you because, you know, not everybody has air conditioning. Or if you're outside, you want to make sure that you feel cool. They got the Boardwalker AC shorts, the Saturday workout short, a classic chino. They have AC technology, and it comes in every style that you need. What this technology is, specifically designed to be moisture wicking and quick drying. And then they use laser technology to add precision cut perforations. That gives you maximum airflow. So you're able to chill even in the hot sun. Shorts or pants, and it's kind of like air conditioning. Temperatures aren't coming down anytime soon, so you need to be comfortable. Check out LinkSoul's Boardwalker AC collection. The entire summer collection is available. LinkSoul.com. It's spelled LinkSoul.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.